from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4-5. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. Friends, let us reflect on these words as we listen to this morning's prayer. Come to Jesus, you who are thirsty. Drink deeply of the living waters he provides. Let your heart overflow with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
May the grace and peace of the Spirit reach the ends of the earth.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Friends, let us remain standing for the opening hymn today, number 378 in your hymnal, On Pentecost They Gather.
Quieter.
day of Pentecost, where we recognize the coming of the Holy Spirit down to earth after Jesus ascended into heaven. And the Spirit remains with us to this day and beyond to guide us in our callings as people and as a church. Before we continue with this service, I have some announcements to share with you. The church and provincial offices will be closed tomorrow for the holiday. Regular business will resume on Tuesday, May 26th. The membership committee will meet this Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. in the office building. The orchestra band will practice Thursday at 6:30 p.m. in the sanctuary. And this Saturday, May the 30th, the Mission and Outreach Committee is sponsoring another lunch event. Bagged hot dog lunches will be given out to our hungry neighbors in the West Salem area. The bags, many of which were decorated by children of the church, will contain a hot dog, chips, cookie, drink, and condiments. Lunch will be handed out from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you'd like to volunteer, please see Matt Pace or a member of the Mission and Outreach Committee. Friends, next Sunday after worship, there will be a youth lunch in the fellowship building. The menu will be a baked potato and salad bowl. There will be no cost for the meal. A love offering will be taken up to benefit the ministries of Michael and Cece Tesh. And friends, not this coming week, but the week after that, the 2026 Southern Province Synod will take place from Wednesday, June 3rd and Saturday, June the 6th in New Philadelphia Moravian Church. Though I will be out of the office those days to be at Synod, I'll also be out the day before Tuesday, June the 2nd to prepare. Please be in prayer for Matt, for myself, for all those who are attending and leading planning Synod this year. And friends, the Sunday after Synod, June the 7th, I'm very happy to welcome Reverend Dr. Cindy Campbell to the pulpit. Reverend Campbell is an ordained Moravian minister in the Southern Province. She is retired from active parish ministry, but she still serves on the board of World Mission. She's very active in a number of overseas mission projects and areas for the Moravian Church, including supporting Michael and Cece Tesh in Kenya. So we look forward to welcoming Reverend Campbell to our pulpit in a couple of weeks. Friends, will you please join me in prayer? Gracious God, all of the events and activities and extensions of this church, this community, and of ourselves, all are guided and led by the counsel of your Holy Spirit, which lives and moves and breathes among us, guiding us in the paths that you would have us go, shaping us. Gracious God, we pray that we have the patience, the ears to listen, and the eyes to focus on what the Spirit is telling us, and how the Spirit is leading us with the upcoming events of this church, in particular, the Southern Province, and the worldwide Moravian Church. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, friends, our responsive reading today will continue to help us celebrate Pentecost, and it will be led by Brother Matt Pace. It begins on page 95 of your Moravian hymnal. If you're able, I invite you to stand and let's pray this liturgy to the Lord together.
Thank you. Holy Spirit of God, we praise and worship you as the one who gave birth to Christ's church. With the sound of a mighty wind and flashing fire, you brought life to the church in Jerusalem. You filled those frightened new believers with power, and they became Christ's witnesses, speaking boldly the word of truth. You continue to transform believers, healing, reconciling, empowering. Lives are turned around, emptiness is filled, drifting hearts are given direction. You vitalize your wavering church, lavishing gifts upon us, forging unity, giving new vision. You turn our eyes from the wistful memories of yesterday to the new things you were doing among us now. We worship and extol you, our teacher, guide, and comforter. You make Christ known to us and make us your holy temple. By your presence, the church in all its diversity is welded together in unity. Please be seated. Interceding Spirit, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but you understand our deepest needs and present them with love to the Father. Lead us now to repentance and confession. Spirit of holiness, we confess that we are a sinful people. In thought, word, and deed, we quench the fire of your love and dissipate the power of your presence. You long to restore us to the image of God, but we let it tarnish as we nourish selfish attitudes. You nurture unity, but we sow discord. You come to make our bodies your temples, but we desecrate them. We dishonor your good intentions for us. Forgive us, merciful Spirit. Burn away our impurities and forge us into renewed and useful instruments in your service. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and of death. We believe God's promise in these last days. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Upon both men and women in those days, I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall speak my message. The Spirit of God dwells in us if we belong to Christ. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power, and we become God's witnesses. The fruit that the Spirit brings to the lives of those who follow Christ is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The diverse and empowering gifts of the Spirit are given to each one for the common good. None of us is useless to God. None of us is sufficient alone. We serve through the body of Christ, and we depend on the people of Christ. The Spirit's gifts are given to equip believers for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Stand. Come, heavenly dove, and alight upon us. Anoint us to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release, recovery, and freedom to those in need. Empower us to work for God's kingdom in such a way that life becomes jubilee for us and for all people. Lift up the lonely, the neglected, the outcast. Comfort the grieving, restore the lost. Be the advocate of the afflicted. Teach all your people, remind us of Jesus, and lead us into all the truth. Keep us on the edge of dynamic living, wrapped in the flames of new beginnings, and filled with the power for personal renewal. Form us into the likeness of Christ, that we may glorify God's name. Renew your church. Fill stagnant and empty lives with the breath of God. Overcome our apathy and energize us with your engaging presence. Give your church new vision, new hope, and a driving desire to claim the promise of new birth. Spirit of power, work in all who confess the risen Christ to spread your message of hope, love, and salvation to every person and nation. Hasten the day when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Our first scripture lesson today comes from the book of Psalm, the 104th chapter, verses 24 through 34. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things, both small and great. There go the ships, and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord.
Friends, in light of tomorrow being Memorial Day, we will briefly, in just a moment, recognize it with a moment of silence. As we quietly reflect, let us remember all of those who have suffered in war, those that served in the military, those who were victims of atrocity, all who have been affected by violence between various nations and powers, both now and in the history of our species on earth. After the moment of silence, I will say a brief prayer before closing. So let us now enter into a time of silent reflection. Gracious God, today as we celebrate the coming of your Spirit, give you thanks for the coming of your Spirit, and ask your Spirit to remain with us. One of the many attributes of that Spirit is such a calming and peaceful presence. And gracious God, many times when we pray for the grace and peace and comfort and calmness of the Spirit, we pray for ourselves and our own lives. But at this moment, gracious God, we pray that extend to the peace of the world. And gracious God, we lift up all of those who have suffered because there is no peace in the world, because nations fight against nations and powers fight against powers. And so people suffer. Those who are called to fight in wars suffer, their family members suffer, those who are innocent victims suffer. Many other people suffer in ways that we often can't even begin to think of or imagine. And so, gracious God, we pray that your Spirit ease the suffering. We pray for an end to war. We pray for peace on earth. We remember all of those who have died and who have been hurt because of the wars that have been fought. We pray these things in the name of the Prince of Peace,
Jesus Christ. Amen. The ushers, please come forward.
Thank you.
come from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. And now, friends, you may remain seated for the singing of our second hymn today, 494 in your hymnal, "Breathe on Me, Breath of God."
Thank you.
sounds that we associate with the wind. It's kind of difficult to describe the sound the wind makes. I don't know if you can even say that the wind makes a sound, at least to a certain point, but it makes other things make sounds, right? We know it's windy because we can hear the leaves rustling around us. Right? We can hear flags flapping. We can hear our clothes rustling. Except when the wind picks up, when it gets stronger and stronger, it doesn't just sound like those gentle noises. It doesn't sound like a giant swoosh. It doesn't sound like it's just in one location, but it sounds like it's everywhere, right? Inescapable, surrounding and passing through all things. It's a wall of white noise. It's a constant thundering, engulfing all other sounds in its power, right? Think standing in a hurricane, like Dorothy and Toto struggling against the tornado in Kansas. Think of gale force winds. Think of the noise that they produce. That's the sense that I'm getting from the scripture today when we read about the sound like a rush of violent wind. I wasn't there, so I can't testify for sure what that was like, but when I read those words, I didn't imagine just a giant swoosh or something that felt like it was in one place, but I imagined that wall of noise, something extraordinary, a signal that something amazing is happening. I can imagine it would have been confusing to just hear this sound in the morning without warning, with no explanation as to what is happening. Now, from our perspective as readers of Scripture, we do have an idea of what's going on, right? This is an act of God. From Scriptures in previous weeks, we've been reading and learning that the wind, or that breath, has been associated with God, with the Spirit, all the way back to the beginning of all things. Another example comes from the Gospel of John, when Jesus tells Nicodemus, "The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." And so what Jesus teaches Nicodemus that day, in those words that we read in John, becomes the lived reality of countless Jews who were in Jerusalem for a religious festival called Shavuot. Now we read these are not just Jewish people in terms of heritage or ethnicity. They're not just people descended from the Israelites, people of the 12 tribes, people from the region of Judea, the region of Samaria, or the surrounding regions. In today's scripture, we read that there are Jews from every people under heaven. We have the Parthians, the Medes, and the Elamites. That's what's now the country of Iran. People from Mesopotamia, what is now Iraq. Judea, what is now Palestine. Cappadocia, Pontus, Phrygia, Pamphylia, all part of what is now Turkey. Asia, Cyrene, which is a Greek settlement in Libya, which is part of Africa. People from Rome, the island of Crete, Arabia. People from all over the world, many regions and cultures and areas. This is a multicultural gathering. These are people who look different, who speak different, who act different, who all come from different places, but they're all present for the same reason. They're there to worship God. They're there to participate in the festival of Shavuot and to receive the Holy Spirit for Pentecost, as they'll soon find out. And friends, it's important to keep in mind that this is the foundation of the church. Not with a group of the same people, not just with the disciples of Jesus. I'm sure they have their own experiences with Jesus. They saw him after the resurrection. They received the Holy Spirit from him when he breathed on them. But things really kick off The church as a community of many different people starts with this particular group, but people from all over the known world at that time. People who, when the Holy Spirit comes down, aren't all made to speak the same language. They speak their own language, but can still understand each other.
And I think the lesson here is that being a church community unites us in the purpose of the gospel, but while still encouraging us to celebrate what makes us different and how God made us. Even today, even we all can speak and understand each other in the same language, there are differences about us that we have to receive, and differences about ourselves that we have to give when we interact with each other, but we're still united in the purpose of the gospel. This is not just how the church began, but how the church still is today. There are still believers among every people living under heaven. Take the Moravian Church, for example, right? All those hundreds of years ago, we started in Bohemia, quickly spread to Moravia, which is where we get our name. That's part of what is now the Czech Republic. We also spread a little bit of Poland at that time, too. And then we had to go underground, that whole hidden seed thing we talked about earlier in the month. But then we were renewed in Germany, quickly spread to many parts of the world as those folks were called to overseas mission. Now, in this day and age, in our time, there are Moravians in Canada, the United States, the West Indies, the Caribbean, parts of Europe, Africa, and Asia, and many other places that I'm likely forgetting. South America, I just remembered. Other places still that I'm no doubt forgetting. We are a global church. And I say that, and what I mean by that is that the Moravians are a global church, but also other denominations, all other flavors of God's church are a global church. And scripture today in Acts reminds us that it's always been this way. From day one, we were always a global church, and that's what the Holy Spirit intended. Now, friends, this isn't always easy for us to accept, right? It's human nature to be proud of where we come from and proud of what makes us special. It's human nature to reject the idea of community with people who are different than us and be wary of people who are different and anxious of people who are different. And that's not to call any one person out or any one group of people out. I think that's just part of who we are as people. In today's scripture, we see an example of that. Some people present at Pentecost are so confused in what they're seeing, and they're so upset by what's going on that they think everyone's drunk. There's too much communication. There's too much cooperation, too much fellowship and kindred among these complete strangers from different parts of the world who normally might not interact all that much, normally might not understand each other. But friends, as the Apostle Peter points out, this isn't because of some early morning wine. This isn't because of some mimosas before lunch. But it's the whole point of what God is calling them to do. Spread the gospel. Build community. Carry out the work of Jesus. And do it all to the ends of the earth, with a community comprised of people from all those ends of the earth, guided and motivated by the Holy Spirit. Friends, this day of Pentecost today is a great opportunity to rededicate ourselves to this mission. And so as we join together as a community of faith, let us rededicate ourselves to the guidance of the Spirit, to the gospel of Jesus Christ, by partaking together in the Holy Sacrament of Communion. Now, friends, in the Moravian Church, we celebrate an open communion. All who are willing may receive the sacrament. You don't have to be a member of this church. You don't even have to be a Moravian. Anyone who's willing can receive communion today. We'll begin in just a moment on page 222 of your Blue Moravian Hymnal with communion and celebration of the Holy Spirit. Friends, the table is set. The meal is ready. Let us now meet our Savior, together. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Please sing.
Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, as your children, we have gathered at your table, and we pause in this moment to give you thanks. You have given us so much to be thankful for, so we give you thanks for all things, especially today for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you send forth your Spirit upon us today. Set our hearts on fire. Blow through us, be in us, in such a way that others may think we're drunk, but no, we are just children of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. Prepare us not only to eat this meal today, but to go forth in this world and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. These things we lift up with grateful hearts. In the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Friends of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Thank you. which is given for you. By your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, sufferings, death, and resurrection.
Bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God.
Amen. Friends, in the same way, after supper, our Lord Jesus Christ took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant to us your peace.
Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.